Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and all the way back to more than a dozen years ago. She's the author of several books, including E-Learning 2.0, the E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, now in its, 159th edition or something like that. And both of those books have sold something under a million copies across the galaxy. And folks, back when she was only 9 or 10, she was recruited as a protege to help launch the Internet. And she's been a pioneer of the Internet since that time, right out of elementary school. And she helped design, helped build the e-commerce part of the early web browsers. And I'm glad to say that she's still active and still involved, and she's available to us as a great member of our Brain Trust. Anita Rosen, welcome back.
It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. So that makes you, what, like 26, 28 or 9 now?
Yes, in my dreams.
So let's talk about web marketing. What do we need to know about web marketing?
You know, what you need to know is marketing. And it's just where you're putting your marketing. And where are your customers? So that's the first thing. When people sit there and say, what do I need to know about web marketing? Well, what do you know about marketing? You know, marketing has never really changed. It's just what medium we've used
right. For
it changes. I mean, back 30 years ago, if you were going to do a marketing campaign, you were a lot more limited. Maybe you do a mail campaign. Maybe you do a campaign in your newsletter. What would you
Don't forget radio.
Like? Or radio, exactly, radio. If you're, let's say you're going to do 30 years ago.
Newspaper, magazine, television, cable, all that stuff.
Exactly. But before you actually chose the medium, what did you choose? You chose what your campaign. What was the goal of your campaign?
And who were you trying? And who were you trying to reach?
Who were you trying to reach? And what was the message? So that has never changed.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed now is, well, we just named about 10 different places. Now we have a bunch more.
Yeah, like 10,000.
Change. is where they are, not how you go about doing your campaign. And what I find is too many people get caught up and they say, oh, my God, it's going to be Twitter, or it's going to be some other new media.
But see, that's the problem, though, is most small business owners know what the face looks like, knows the face of the newspaper ad salesperson, the face of the radio ad salesperson, the TV ad person, the local magazine. They know how to do all that, and they know how to put an ad in their industry trade publication or whatever. But as you say, there's so many other options online that they don't really know how to engage that yet. It's a discipline that they're not familiar with.
Well, what I say when I start dealing with, and it's not just small businesses, any business person who's never done this before, 80% is putting together a good marketing campaign, not the medium you're using.
Right.
So let's first make sure your marketing campaign is good. Who are you marketing to? Why are you marketing to them? What's your message? What's your deliverable?
Right.
What are you expecting? Make sure all of those pieces, that has never changed. You have to have a very good idea of what that piece is. So no matter how good you are at placing it in some type of media, if you don't have a good campaign, you got nothing.
Right.
So make sure that first piece of it, which has never changed.
And that's all analog, folks. That's as classic as you say, Anita, that's as classic as the very first ad that was ever placed. It's fundamental, isn't it?
Right. Right, and that's the biggest thing. When I sit down, they're all freaked out about these new places, and they think, oh, well, marketing's changed because they'll talk to someone that's 22 years old or 23 years old, and for them, it's the first time they've ever seen marketing. So they think that they know how to do it on Twitter so that they, well, they've just learned this great new thing about marketing, and the person comes in and goes, I don't know anything about Twitter. Well, I'll tell you, 80% of it is knowing what your campaign is. Now what you need to do is, now what's this new medium?
Mm-hmm.
And the next question I ask is, not which medium. We have our campaign. Once we have our campaign, where are your customers?
Right. And are
you... know how you find out? You can ask them.
Right. She means where are they hanging out, folks?
Right.
That's the reason why I talk in my new book, Anita, I talk about where the definition of home has changed, hasn't it? We're going
to
talk about that.
You need to know what it is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that with Anita Rosen and some of the things that are the digital things now that you have to do in order to have an effective, to execute this classic marketing campaign that Anita's talking about. Stay with us. 22. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.